This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
8 Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away 2 Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win. Only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
Got his morning show with Matt Mann.
How did those cops put the guns back there, like in the back of their belt, the gun going down their ass crack? Like, the worst thing is if the criminal said, man, your gun stinks.
Paige. I just love driving around with my top down.
And Fatboy.
I don't kill mosquitoes. I let them bite me. Go ahead, take a chunk out. Fly around with high cholesterol. See how you feel.
The Rise Guys every morning. 93 minute rock blocks all day.
3.3. Who in the world will
win Spellenberg?
If you're from Greer or from Taylor's, Anderson or Chesney, Bowling Springs to Hendersonville, just call up.
Yeah.
Boom up. Spellenberg. Boom up. Spellenberg. Boom up. Spellenberg. Boom up.
Ba-bow. Is he saying ba-bow? Like a kind of ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba- happy to be.
I thought you said my ball.
Now, what you hear is not a test. I'm rapping to the beat. It's not a test. I'm just rapping to the beat.
I love a good bob with a bob, bang, ding, 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 boogie,
yeah,
boogie,
yeah,
boogie.
Oh, you, hold on. Let me see if I did it today. No, yes, I did. Rejoin, the next hour, oh, it's a banger.
Ooh.
Hell yeah.
So wait for it.
Yeah,
is it
boys.
Mumble rap or is it really good?
It's not, no, banger doesn't mean, it's not a gang banger.
Okay.
No, it's what the kids call the good tunes.
Yeah.
It's a banger.
Back in my day, a gangbang was a celebration of
bodies.
Bodies.
Okay. I've never been to one.
Let me cook.
Are you okay?
I don't know, actually.
I believe it's storming again.
Oh, my God.
Let's welcome.
It's scary over there.
Let's welcome Paige's partner in crime today. It is the man that's often copied but never duplicated. It's Party Man, Dan. Daniel, good morning.
My balls.
My balls.
Hey, Party Man. It.
How are you, Daniel?
What's up, guys?
Did you have a nice Valentine's Day?
It was uneventful. Yeah. Hey, by the way, Matthew, did you go on your second date?
This is a game we're playing right now?
Oh, let's talk about the second date.
Oh, come on, man.
We don't, we already don't have time for this.
PMD, I want to know.
You know what? We did wonder, Dan, like, what is your educational background?
Fatboy wondered that. I already know. I know you well. Go ahead and tell him.
I went through, I went through half of my senior year, and then I found out that I wouldn't be able to graduate with my graduating class. I would have had to go for the next year for literally one class a day. So I would go for one class a day and then leave for the whole day. So I just said, screw it. I went and got my GED, and then I took some AB Tech classes.
God, I feel like I'm talking to myself. I was offered the chance to come back in the next class. I didn't do it.
Yeah, well, I got caught with a gram of cocaine at school.
I had lower tests.
My junior year. And that gave me a 365-day expulsion, and I had, like, all A's and some B's, and it, of course, turned them all to F's. So I went, it did, because they
You sound like a caricature. Like, it's not a, like,
damn cocaine.
So much better.
It's unbelievable.
Turned them all to F's.
Like, I was
I mean, it did. So
scared
I went to
death
I went
of to, coke in middle school. This guy's doing it.
No, high school. I said high school.
Oh,
it was
high
my
school
junior
too,
year.
Oh, okay. Well,
yeah,
I didn't say junior.
I mean, a lot of people partied at that age.
Principal's like, if you don't share this with me, I'm kicking you out.
So I went to Blue Ridge Community College and took some classes.
Sure, they appreciate the shout out.
Heck yeah.
Yeah. Well, I took some classes that that would transfer to high school credits. But something got screwed up in the middle and all that.
Who's doing all this screw up?
It's backwards.
Well, I'm just saying, I went back my senior year, and it was one credit shy. So I just said, you know.
So GED is what we're looking for.
So how long is it?
Yeah, GED. I went to AB Tech for some. I took chemistry there and a couple of math classes and stuff. So basically, some college.
Chemistry's fun.
I
should have graduated, like, very much so.
I mean, if you know grams of cocaine, you probably are good at chemistry.
That's one thing you can say about drugs. It does teach you about measurements and stuff.
Atoms, nucleus.
All right, we got to talk
Two
words.
Well, yeah, we know the gram, the whatever. Cells. But anyway, sorry about that.
Dan, welcome.
Yes.
Paige, welcome.
Thank you.
Dan, you've listened all week. You know that this has been it's been a fun portion of the week.
Really?
No, I'm actually really behind because my uncle taking him to the doctor. But I did read the description, and I've seen y'all have been playing Spellenberg.
Okay. Wow. I feel like we shouldn't have you on then.
Well, no. I haven't gotten that far yet.
Okay.
I know y'all been playing it.
All right, so it looks like we're gonna do best of one.
Sounds good.
I'm sorry.
No.
I'm sorry.
I asked
you'll
a bunch
win,
of questions.
Dan.
They just fall.
All this stuff. Okay.
My bad.
Here we go. Word number one. Scream your name, and then when we go to you, then you spell it. Word number one. Is Odyssey.
Paige.
Daniel.
Oh.
Paige was in first.
Is it, which way are we spelling it? As in the company, or are we spelling it?
You've already rang in, Paige.
All
I don't know that you can ask additional information.
All right, do it. A-U-D-A-C-Y.
That is correct. That is correct.
Oh, what's up, Baylen?
Mark Hendricks did say if you didn't spell it right, you would be let go. So
yeah.
You get
fired.
A good job.
You'd be let go off the roof, yeah.
By your ankles.
You're fired.
Shug knight you.
You're fired.
Can you play cool sound effects on your phone, Dan?
No, not like Big Brown. No.
Okay. Big's got the app.
He right. does. He...
Paige in the lead.
Well, I've got an iPhone. So better. But anyway.
Wow. He's got
well,
an iPhone.
I hate Androids. My bad. I hate Androids. Okay. I don't like Android phones.
This is a judgment-free zone. We're not going to say anything about any of that.
Yeah, phones are good.
All right.
But Nick Brown's phone is great.
All right. Here we go. That was one really to give Paige. Let's make this easy here. Word number two, Suboxone.
Daniel? Suboxone.
That's correct, Dan.
I have no idea.
Tie game.
Oh, this is coming.
But I don't take it. I take methadone. So I mean, why would you think I would know how to spell it?
I thought you had the strips.
No, man. I take methadone.
What is it?
You can't take them both. Can
is
you?
It like a,
Suboxone?
It's the government
is, it's just. Well, it's just. I mean, it's basically like methadone, except some people. I never was able to benefit from it. I kept getting high when I took it.
Are they suppositories?
No.
No, there's pills. Well, there's Subutex. There's Suboxone has that the naloxone in it, which if you try to get high, like on any kind of like opiates,
it makes you sick.
It's like Anabuse.
Oh, I can't take it.
Like Anabuse, you know, for the alcohol. You remember
who
back
would,
in the day?
Who would make such a thing? That's awful.
That is awful.
Yeah, really.
All right, here
no,
we go.
It's good. I mean, you
I
take know. It.
Well, I take Lortab and I just throw up.
You had any left? All right, here we go.
No.
Word?
Yeah, I was going to say, hey, give it to Matthew or me.
Well, I did the last time.
You boofed it too
I'm
far.
I'm kidding.
That's why you puked.
I'm joking.
You know what?
I'm messing with
Dan. If you
I'm
can,
messing with you, Matt.
If you can beat Paige, we'll give you all the drugs in our pockets. Deal? Okay, here we go. Word number three. I'm not wearing pants today. Sorry. Word number three. Embarrass.
Paige.
Daniel.
Paige in first again.
Ooh.
Here we go.
You foolish F.
Paige, go ahead.
Embarrassed.
That is incorrect.
Dan?
Dan for the steal.
He didn't say embarrassed. He said embarrassed.
I didn't.
Embarrass.
That's right. She didn't say bare-ass, though. I mean, she left out the second R.
I thought you said
embarrassed. She put the E-D, right? And didn't you just say embarrassed?
She only put one R in embarrassed. And it's two.
God, wow. Man.
That was
I
fast.
I got beat by party man, Dan.
You know what,
congratulations.
Dan, you know what you and Paige have
I'm
in common?
I'm sorry, Paige.
Don't feel sorry.
There's
do
always
what,
a story. There's always a story with you two. Like, there's so many questions that we don't have time for about the drugs in the high school.
I'm sorry, man. I didn't mean to get into all that.
First off, you got to quit going through life apologizing so much, Dan. I appreciate your niceness and kindness.
I got into...
Yeah.
I don't apologize to anybody for anything.
No, he doesn't.
Well, yeah, but I shouldn't have, I kind of made it about me a little bit.
Yeah, but Fatboy ran over someone yesterday. And
I did.
Didn't apologize.
I didn't mean to. And you think they're deserving of an apology?
He threw him a radio station bumper sticker and kept going.
You're a terrible human being.
I killed somebody yesterday. You think I'm apologizing for it?
Dan, congratulations. We're going
to
reach
family.
Into the prize pocket. You get a Metformin. You got a Metformin.
There you go.
Congratulations.
I'll give you some hormones.
No, I knew there wasn't going to be anything like that. I knew.
You listen to the show. We don't have prices.
Hey, Dan, did you take my advice?
Because you're syndicated. Yeah, I knew that.
Did you take my advice for the pregame before you came on today? Because if you
No, I just finished my last drink like right before, and then I smoked a little bit of.
You got the pregame, and I didn't.
All right, go do that now.
Wait a minute. You drinking alcohol?
Oh, really? Yeah. No,
no, I'm serious. Oh, Lord.
You know, you promised
me. Well, no,
me.
I...
Wow. What? God bless.
No, I just drained my last drink. I drank my last... I didn't want to drink on the show, so I drained it like about probably... 90 seconds before.
Now, for
I
the
came
record,
on there.
I didn't tell Dan to drink. I told him to, you know.
No,
himself.
He told me to, yeah.
Five knuckle shuffle.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
8 Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away 2 Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win, only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
Right.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
In 2004, at 5:10 a.m., a UFO was spotted over Easley, South Carolina. Easley 911 was flooded with one call. The one guy who saw it has committed at least 15 minutes per week to look outside of what the media reports.
Freaking
to
me.
To read between the lines. Is that his huge, bushy beard? Or the true location of Area 51. It's now time for Mattman's Conspiracy Mysteries.
Your mama.
Oh, your mother.
This one is, again, there'll be some conspiracy. You know, I was foolish to say this is more, it is more of a mystery than a conspiracy, but there will be conspiracies that are drawn from this, because this is, I love a good story. I like a good story. I don't like all the murder ones that women like, but I like a good...
Oh, come on now.
I like a good story. I only like famous murder documentaries.
Okay.
If I don't know these people, like if it's, you know...
Oh, man.
Nicole Brown or such.
Oh. Some of the unsolved mysteries, those would drive you nuts.
Yeah, but...
You never get any answers.
They were not as good as...
Black Dahlia.
No, but when they would be on, you know, Unsolved Mysteries, you hope for the end they were going to go to Keely Shea for an update.
Oh, yeah, Keely. Keely's good.
In the Unsolved Mysteries Center. Remember, they'd be all these people sitting there on computers and stuff, yep. Like they're answering the phones live.
You know, in general, they've only updated a handful of those.
I know. Let me tell you about this one. That's my tick. I gotta clear my throat.
Sergeant Baby Wiener.
It was a scorcher of a day. It was August 1912. Percy and Lessie Dunbar, they packed up all their belongings. They got their two young sons, and they were set off for a weekend. And you'll have to tell me if you've been there. Swayze Lake in Louisiana?
I'm not familiar.
I'm sure it was there before Patrick was, but... It was a warm day. The cypress trees down there swaying in the wind. The trip going to be a peaceful retreat from all the heat. And by the time the sun had dipped below the treetops, the peace had turned to panic. 4-year-old Bobby was gone.
Bobby Dunbar?
Paige, that's right. At first, they thought he had just wandered off, like this little kid, maybe, you know. Hanging out in the woods, a tree, a frog or something starts hopping away, you know? It's luring him into the woods, or maybe got too close to the water. I mean, you got to think of all these things. And those terrifying minutes became hours. And the dread really had set in. The search began immediately. Family came over to Swayze Lake, friends, even strangers. Not Stangers. Hundreds of people literally gathered in the area, scoured, calling for Bobby's name. Do it in the background for me, fat boy. They're calling Bobby's name.
Bobby!
In the
Bobby
thick Dunbar. Louisiana Bobby. Wilderness. God dang it. They searched under everything, behind every tree, under every fallen log. They went through
every
inch of that murky swamp.
I bet it wasn't instant, too.
It wasn't instant.
I think it probably took a few minutes. Kids back then could seem to wander off of more of a leash.
And then sundown was the only time the parents would maybe even notice. Oh, I need to remember, are my kids here?
Yeah.
You know, but again, on vacation, out camping, you know, again, 1912, they're camping. So, you know.
I mean, there's a war going on. Why are you going to camp?
I know. So Anyway, all these people came together. Nothing surfaced. They found no footprints. They found no torn clothing. No body. It was like Bobby Dunbar had vanished. Like the earth opened up and swallowed him inside. No trace of this kid. And this was a time where law, and I'm not saying lawmen now don't. I'm certainly not saying that. But back then, lawmen knew how to look for the on the land to tell, like, do you know how moonshiners used to wear shoes that looked like cow hooves?
Actually, no.
Okay.
Really?
So moonshiners would wear shoes that had cow hooves on the bottom, so when they walked out into the woods, the policemen couldn't follow the tracks to the steels. Because a lawman's not, that's a policeman's not going to follow cow tracks. So they wore shoes that looked like, imagine Tickle out there in the woods with this. Like the Bigfoot people would go walk the bear, you know, they wear the Bigfoot shoes out there to make the opposite
of.
That's
crazy.
I thought you were going to say there was a moonshiner with four nipples.
No. Oh. No, that's, Tipple has two. Tickle, he has two. So listen to this. Let's not make light of this. This is tragic. I mean, imagine this happening.
This is sad. I'm wondering.
So those minutes
poor Bobby.
Turn to hours, turn to days, turn to 8 long months. I could not imagine the Dunbars just living in agony, desperate for answers that never came until one day. Uh-oh. A miracle happened, or something that seemed like one. A boy matching Bobby's description was found in nearby Mississippi. Who can spell it first? Go.
M-I, crooked letter, crooked letter, humpback. M-I, crooked letter, crooked letter,
I, humpback. You're both incorrect. M-I-S-S-I-S-S-I-P-P-I. So they get a boy matching young Bobby Dunbar's description found in Mississippi, traveling with a drifter named William Walters.
Swing sniffer. Hashtag.
Authorities wasted no time, certainly. Walters was arrested. The Dunbars were called to come claim their son. But this is where this is the weird mystery part of it, man. This is insane. Accounts of this reunion and the boy and his family kind of differ, but some say that the mom, Lessie, L-E-S-S-I-E, Dunbar, recognized the boy instantly. Of course, that's her son. She collapsed in relief. She was so thrilled. She was on her hands and knees, thanking God.
Oh, Lord.
Others claim that she hesitated. She was a little uncertain at first because the hair was a little different. But maybe this...
Color-wise?
Just says the hair was a little different. Mm-hmm. Maybe it was cut or whatever, but maybe William Walters, his traveling drifter, cut the hair to make him look different, or who knows? The hair was different. But others claim that she fell on her knees and said, oh my, thank you, God, you gave my son back. The others say she hesitated, uncertain at first because his hair was different, but then the next day she gave him a bath, and then said, yes, this is my son. She embraced him. She saw a scar on the bottom of his foot. The husband did not remember the scar, but she says, I do. This is my son.
Give me a tattoo of Lion King.
It was a scar.
Man, the fact that I got to see the scene where it plays out because...
Murky Swamp, Louisiana, 1912.
Okay, like, you're just going to disappear for that period of time without...
8 months.
They wouldn't have canvassed the area.
I mean, they did. I mean, they don't say it here, but I'm sure they brought out the dogs. Hundreds of people. You know how good old people come together in a tragic time. They just stop with Helene. All the people we know from the upstate that would drive up there just seeking to help out in any way they could. So Dad didn't remember the scar, but he said, you know what? I work all the time. You stay at home with the boy. You might would notice things like that, right? The boy, though, Dad did say the boy acted a little different. He was very quiet. Oh, I attribute that to possibly if the child was abducted and things were
traumatized. Yeah.
Exactly. That could be exactly what that is. So when nurses, doctors, cops, investigators, this, that, and the other would try to talk to that kid, he was very quiet. He would not say, yes, I'm Bobby Dunbar. But he also wouldn't deny that he was Bobby Dunbar. So, anyway, regardless of any of the doubt, cops made their decision. The boy was handed over to the Dunbars, and they took him home. They had a parade for him in the hometown when he came back. The streets were lined with the neighbors. They were all cheering. Bobby is back, they were chanting. Bobby is back. Or was he? Because there was one woman who refused to accept it. Who was that?
The mom.
Julia Anderson, a poor woman from North Carolina who claimed the boy was not Bobby Dunbar, but it was her son, Bruce Anderson. She swore she gave William Walters, that's the traveling weirdo, drifter they called him.
Drifter.
She had given this drifter permission to take Bruce on one of his travels with him, which there again is odd.
Very odd.
Sus.
Again, that's when a time when kids were still working, like jobs. This is 1912. She gave this guy permission to take little Bruce with her. But in the eyes of the law, Julia's voice carried little to no weight. They were like, you know, this is a time where record keeping still wasn't all that great. She could not even produce a birth certificate to say that that's my son. She was very poor, illiterate, and they say here, uneducated. But they say that about everyone from the South. They didn't kiss my ass. So she was unwed. The judge, and you know, when they brought it up, they said, look, we can't prove that's your son, but this family over here, they're a respectable middle class. We feel, though, this child will be better suited to be with the Dunbars. So it was decided.
Suspicious. Was Bruce's father named Don Anderson by chance?
No. I thought you were going to go somewhere totally different. I'm glad you didn't.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm not going to say what I thought. Wait, though. Listen.
Okay.
William Walters, the traveling drifter guy, he was convicted of kidnapping and sent to prison.
But he must have done that to somebody else.
The boy was raised as Bobby Dunbar and his life went on.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
8 Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away 2 Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win. Only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
If you want that pressure, because you've talked to the people.
Let's go with Doug.
Doug. Oh, man. You know what movie I think of? What is the movie? Blank you, Doug.
21 Jump Street.
21 Jump Street. Blank you, Doug. What's up, Doug?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good. First one. I should ask people this. Being the first one to call in on the All Advice Show, you feel nervous a little bit, or are you like, I don't give a crap. I just want some advice.
I mean, I'm kind of middle of the road. I'm a little bit nervous just being on the call, but I mean,
so many people are listening to you.
You should be nervous about the set of bowling balls he's probably smuggling in his drawers.
That's true. Did you just wake up, or you have huge test?
You're just happy to see him.
Yeah.
No. That this is a me all day.
All right. Yeah. Awesome.
All right, Doug.
Well, what's going on? Where you need some advice? That's not like Trace Atkins.
I mean, I never thought I'd be in this position, but I'm having to rebuild my entire savings. And what's scary too about that is that my savings is like a backup in case, God forbid, I lose my job. And now I don't even have that security anymore.
Okay. Hell no. Or you got to buy eggs. One or the
I'm
other.
Afraid to ask. Did you get divorced?
No. Nothing like that. Well, I mean, we'll have to see. I mean, I've been... Here's the thing.
All right,
no more jokes
then. You serious as hell right now. What happened? I thought we were just being kind of frolicking, but now he's
big situation.
Ooh, bad. All right, what happened?
Well, all right. So here's how it starts. I've been pretty heavy into cryptos, all right, ever since I can remember. It's been about 4 or 5 years at least. Yeah. And I've been around long enough to get, you know, to the point where you make a little bit of money. Nothing really where I can quit my job or anything, but, you know, some decent returns.
Yeah.
And I've been lucky. And that's pretty much what that whole space is just getting lucky. I mean, you can track that stuff, but when crypto is hot, you got to get in and get out real quick.
Yeah. There's no trends with that like there is the stock market. It's like seasonal trends and stuff. You cannot look past that. Plus, it's going 24/7 while the stock market closes, you know.
It's so wild.
Exactly.
It is so wild.
Volatile, they say.
Very volatile. I mean, I told you yesterday, I lost thousands over the weekend.
Oh, man.
Now I haven't.
Which would make me want to get out.
I haven't lost anything till I sell, but on paper I lost thousands this weekend, and that's,
so you just got to hold steady and see if the market bounces back.
Oh, there's no excitability about it at that point.
Yeah, but is there any with your 401k?
Well, I would not look to invest in that.
People
either.
That go looking at their 401k all the time and getting all pissed, I'm like, don't even look at it yet. Don't even look at it. Now, how much money are we talking about here? Because savings means something different to some people. You said that's your, if I lose my job, this is the fund. So,
yeah, I mean, that's the crypto is not the only thing, though. Like, and this is dumb. I've let a few people borrow some money from me over the years, and I just never really got it back.
Oh,
you know,
God.
I got a little here, a little bit there, but it's not like, you know, I was promised. I'm talking like, you know, $2,000 here, another grand there.
Yeah.
And I've gotten nowhere near that amount back. And I've asked, but I mean, like, what are you going to do? You just keep asking for it back? I mean, at some point, I got to ask myself if the friendship is more important.
Or friends? Or
mostly friends. Mostly friends. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's a lot of money, but is it enough money to end a friendship over? Like, so that's the other part of it.
We're talking about like a couple grand. I mean,
that's a lot of money.
The people, like the friends that borrowed the money, when you ask for it back, they're like, well, sorry, I don't have it. Or are they just like not acknowledging you?
Oh, no, they'll definitely acknowledge, you know, they know that they owe me money, but, you know, times are kind of tough all around, you know, things are going up, people paying more money for stuff, and
at least they acknowledge that they owe me the money. I have people that owe me money.
The excuse that I get is like, oh, yeah, I'll pay you back later, you know.
Right, yeah.
So what kind of dwindle are we talking about here?
Okay, good. I'm glad you broke the ice. Like, you want to put a number on this to kind of help everybody understand, or... You'd rather not, in case, because you did say your name. I will tell you that. I don't know if that's your real name or not. Yeah.
I will say that it, you know, this has been going on for a few years now. I lost maybe over $5,000. I would say that my savings was $20,000, and now it's kind of dwindled down to about $1,500.
Oh, wow.
That's a big hit.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, here's
the thing.
Can
I ask how old you are?
I am in my early 40s.
Me too.
And I just need to know, you know, how do I rebuild my savings? I mean, what do you guys think?
You called the wrong damn show.
Oh my gosh, don't ask me.
we were told, Fat Boy and I were told back during COVID to quit talking about crypto so much, because we were talking about it to the point where it sounded like we were giving advice, and we were not, because we were blind as a bat with it too.
They were like, you know, thinking we were skewing towards advising
like
people.
We were trying to like hype up stuff. Like, no, I wish we had thought to
swing the market your way.
Yeah.
I mean, you seem like look, I know your savings are dwindled, but you kind of seem like you're somewhat of a money man. Like, I wouldn't go to a 401k and put money into that.
Yeah, I think maybe you need to, you know, get into some better investments that have a bigger return.
I mean,
some CDs, but you gotta have something to boost it. Like, I don't know if you got anything you can liquidate to, like, put a big chunk in there with.
I don't know what the secret is. I know somebody who does day trade, and he's very successful, but I don't know.
I'm in my early 40s. I feel like I should have way more saved up by now, and I don't ever know if I'll be able to comfortably rebuild it.
You know, you do that thing, the online calculator that tells you like how much you need to have a month when you're older to retire, and those numbers are so silly.
It's always grim.
It's so grim, man.
Because anything can happen to someone. You say, what if you lost that because you had to repair something or you had car? It just happens. So you need to move forward and think of better investments instead of going on a whim.
But when you say that, though, like, if he said, well, tell me the better investments. I mean, yeah.
You know, maybe
you can't go wrong with the NASDAQ 500.
Yeah, or, you know, get into some kind of business.
I made a butthole of money last year on Meta. No kidding, on Facebook stock. I mean, like, nuts. But I lost money on Coca-Cola, which never loses. So it's...
I did my part, buddy.
You're going to do one. One's going to be up, one's going to be down. But you got to spread it all around.
Like, what's your attitude towards savings? Is it something that you think you might rely on to retire? Or are you just going to be, like, always working? Because if you got
It's definitely important to me. Like, I definitely want to get to a point where I can retire. Okay. You know, I don't want to work for the rest of my life.
But do you have a number in mind that you need to have to sit comfortable when you retire?
That 20K does. Was looking pretty good.
Yeah, but I hate to be the bearer of bad news. Like, 20K for your life savings? I mean, I'm not saying that with any kind of, oh, God, you don't have any money. But, like, I'm talking about retirement. Like, 20 grand. I mean, ooh.
Like, that's the attitude towards it. Like, you, like, look, well, he said he's looking to retire one day. Like, I wouldn't see it that way personally. I would always want to work or try to work if I could.
Yeah.
So, you know, you can see it as like a nice little buffer, but nothing you'd have to live off of.
You got kids. Did you say if you're married or have kids or anything? Or should I not ask?
I am married.
Okay.
No. It's all right. Yeah, I'm married, but my wife doesn't really handle the money, you know, and she doesn't really know anything about this.
That's where the real advice is.
She doesn't
needed.
Know. Oh, my gosh.
Like, do I tell my wife?
Of course,
she doesn't
handle
any of the money.
Oh, Doug. Mm. I don't know, man. It's like, if she don't know.
Is it her? I mean, well, are you in a relationship where it's both your money? Like, are y'all shared in that way?
Joint bank account?
No, we try to keep our money kind of separate. We pool a little bit, but we try to be responsible for our own money, which, you know, ironically.
That's
I think
wise.
It should be that way till the 10-year wedding anniversary.
No.
Combine after that.
You know it's probably going to really work.
You might want to let sleeping dogs lie on this one, Doug.
But she may be better. She may give you some advice. She may be better with funds and, you know.
She is actually kind of good with money.
Yeah, I was the best one in my house. My husband would.
My mom paid all the bills.
What don't you understand about when you have bills to pay, buddy?
Yeah.
Are you completely out of cryptos? Do you have anything left or?
I got a little bit left over. I got a few cryptos that I'm looking at, and one or two of them that I'm looking at right now.
But, there's no new ones on the horizon that are good, though, right?
Cryptos.
I mean, there's not.
The whole thing is just getting in and getting out real fast, you know?
It's hard to walk away from.
It is. Yeah. Remember that one day in here during COVID where I showed you my number, and you're like, Boy, don't get too greedy. Don't get too greedy. And what happened? I got too greedy.
The bottom fell out. It happens.
It literally went down 40% in one day. That's probably the same heat you felt that day. I'm not even. Oh, yeah. I was about to look at it now, and I was like,
"Don't you do it? You didn't even have the Hawk Tua coin."
To me, it sounds like you're playing the lottery with that kind of stuff. Like you're.
Wowee! Oh man, God, dog.
That's the thing that it hooks you to where you don't want to completely get out of it.
Where it could be your lucky day or it's not your lucky day, but it doesn't seem like that's a real plan for your future.
Yikes.
Doug, if you can get through it without telling your wife, like on your conscience, and I wouldn't say anything, but I mean, that's on you.
If your ears had an ass, they'd be kicking it right now. The Rise Guys Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
When it comes to lighting, Graybar goes beyond parts and products. We help contractors turn plans into smart designs, manage kitting and deliverables, and navigate local codes so you can stay on time and on budget. Smart, scalable, job site ready. That's not just lighting. That's like kicking your project into Graybar mode. Yep, Graybar does that.